Unit 3. Recording 7.
I use the internet all the time to communicate, but I think for giving good news, it's much, much nicer to be there and to do it face to face. Though, obviously, it depends on what type of good news it is. Maybe the news is for someone you don't know personally, or someone in a different country or city, so you can't deliver it face to face. If that's the case, an email or a phone call are fine. I'd say the same thing about giving bad news. If you know the person, it's much better to give it face to face. On the other hand, some bad news can be really difficult to give face to face. It can be embarrassing if someone's going to start crying in front of you, or if they're going to get upset. So, in those circumstances, I'd rather send an email, because it's less personal. I don't think I'd ever give bad news by text. For arranging social activities, I usually text my friends or do it over the phone. It's more convenient. People have such bad memories, we kind of need to see the arrangements written down. Also, we're always changing our plans at the last minute, so we really need our phones switched on all the time. For sending a thank you message, I think it's really nice to send a letter, or in my case, usually a card. I still send handwritten cards sometimes, and I think people really appreciate them, because it shows you made an effort. Whereas just sending a text or something isn't much of an effort. And it's not like they're going to keep the message for more than 2 minutes, but they might keep a card.